American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 18th day of August, 2005. My guest today, John Ainsworth. The website is ncrepublic.org. Now, here's some folks that have done the background research. Here's the people that are coming up with, oh, that's right, a solution. I see so many problems in this country, and I see a good way in which they can all be rectified. Oh, that's right. It's that simple? Yes. People have been out there looking for many years for that silver bullet to kill that werewolf. We've got it. It's called Constitutional Republic. It's called Restoring the Republic to its de jure government, not the de facto, the invention of man that you see going on right now. Let's go to the phones. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yes, thanks, gentlemen. Working backwards very quickly there, back on track. We don't believe in burning any heretics, not without a proper heresy trial, of course. And since we couldn't hold one for Tom Paine all that time back, I don't think we'll ever have one in the future.
Well, don't bet on that, bud.
Well, I'd heard 3-4 months ago DJ Kennedy had come out with some 501c3ification video. I hadn't heard anything else or the quality or depth of it. I don't know if it might be the same thing.
I have not seen it, but I can only go from what this man just did, and I think he's making a transformation. Things have gotten bad enough, I think, for him that he's actually speaking. Let me tell you something, Roger. We're going to post this on the website. I want you to look at it, his sermon 3 weeks ago. And I'm telling you, he did enough in that presentation and that sermon and went out nationwide to have his 501c3 yanked.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron Paul, being concerned for his safety now, doesn't he still hold his, as I've heard, down-home picnics? And it's the same, or it's the rare assassin is not keenly sensitive about his own dismemberment or getting shot himself. Quick comment there?
Well, what was the question?
Oh, Ron Paul, he still has his down-home picnics, no?
I don't know if he does or not, but at any rate.
Yeah, it's one thing to shoot somebody because they won't steal to pay, or because they did steal from you, but it's kind of hard to develop a rationale to shoot somebody because they refuse to steal from somebody, even to give your mama operation. That's kind of...
Not in today's world.
Yeah.
Because the key to this thing, and John Ainsworth, I think you'll agree with me here, the key to this thing is not trying to tackle necessarily the federal government. This has got to take place by the states.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about state governors that are ahead of their own little corporations here. And John, you and I were talking about this before the broadcast today. He said, why would we want to go in and talk to somebody like, say, Rick Perry down here in Texas to tell him he's in error and he's running the wrong form of government? Why would we even want to do that? Tell you what, everybody hang on. We got to take the break. Roger in Pennsylvania, hold on a second. My guest today, John Ainsworth from North Carolina, and the website is ncrepublic.org. Remember, that's what all of our states used to be. They were republics, folks. We'll be right back.
Can
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We've got loaded phones here. Go ahead, Roger. Next caller is on a cell. I want to get him in here before his battery dies.
Yeah, very quick. And last is to take you back to the half. The problem is, and forget the liberals now. Now, I'm just talking about the self-identified conservatives and churchmen that I'm guessing a solid 50 to 70% of them believe in the Brezhnev doctrine for America. Mm-hmm. That is, once a commie state, always a commie state. Yes? God bless.
All right. Thanks, Roger. I appreciate it. Randall in Texas on a cell. Hello, Randall.
How are y'all doing today? I tell you, a great show as usual, and I just wanted to make comment on James Kennedy. I did not see it, but I've heard that also John Hagee, our friend John Hagee here in Texas, came out with some strong words against the New World Order, and I'm looking forward to watching a little more of that because it could be an indicator that I have been seeing more and more people waking up, and God is giving us a second chance if we take it and go back to the founding fathers' thinking, and that is that God will bless this nation.
Could it be, Randall, that we're having an enough effect that the message is getting around, that the people that are filling up their collection plates are now filling his ears with good information and telling him, look, make your choice? Could it be?
I would think that's a big part of it, because I know I've handed him several tapes myself, and haven't seen him recently, but I keep hoping that and praying that this will happen. And regarding Ron Paul, from memory, I think it's August the 27th at the KFC in Alvin, Texas. I remember it was in Alvin. He's having his annual barbecue, and I guess if you'd go to ronpaulforcongress.org, you can probably find info there. And also wanted to just mention that we were planning on having the Agenda 21 tomorrow night's Truth Seekers meeting. And now we've got Ralph Winteroo from Alaska in town, and he'll also be making a presentation Saturday. But we're
well, Randall. Could we have not got together like I would have loved to have had Ralph in here tomorrow afternoon to do a show and then do that thing. Is it going to be Friday and Saturday, or is it just going to be Saturday night?
I think just Saturday, and he's leaving. He came into town for some other reason, some business deal, and I just found out about it yesterday. And it's the whole thing was kind of a thing that needed better planning. But let me see what we can do. Do you have anybody? Do you have space tomorrow?
I sure do.
All right. Let me see what we can do. I think I'm going to try to. I'll try to go and locate him and hunt him down and see if we can get him on your show tomorrow.
Because here's one of the people that's up in Alaska that has been doing a magnificent job with fighting the state government up there, and as well as the Fed. He'd better be in the studio tomorrow.
All right.
He's too far away from me to make this happen. He doesn't venture out of Alaska very often.
Right. That's the way I looked at it, too. And we'll put our DVDs, although they're most important, if the people want it, we'll put them aside. I'm going to give him 1 hour, but we might give him both hours and on out into the parking lot.
All right. All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, let me know if he's available and also where the meeting place is going to be, time, and all that other stuff.
Okay. The meeting place for tomorrow night's Truth Seekers is going to be the China Emperor, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock. And I don't know where the Saturday meeting is going to be, up at the something of the ancient up on Jaeger Lane, but I'll send that to you.
Okay, real good. Thank
All
you.
Right. God bless.
Okay,
bye
thank
bye.
You, Randall. I appreciate it. Lewis in Kansas, you're up next. Hello, Lewis.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. You got a good show here. This is going to be a little off of the subject, so we hope you allow us to have it on air. It's on the gas crisis. Is that okay?
It's on the who crisis?
On the gas crisis.
Well, you mean the non-crisis.
Right, the non-crisis
yeah.
is what it is, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I go on the CB radio is River Rat number 2. If you all remember River Rat number 1 in the 60s, early 70s, he helped get the truckers organized.
Oh, you mean for the shutting down the freeways and the turnpikes after the supposed oil embargo that was non-existent?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so what we're doing now, we're asking everybody nationwide, if they'll not buy any gas, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of September, buy the gas before and then afterwards.
Okay.
And I think it's going to do a real big job. We've already heard rumors that it will. You know, we've already been on Butch Paul's show, and he said he's going to help us out.
All right.
And so we'd appreciate it if you could pass the word around to everybody and even put a plug in on there every now and then.
Well, do me a favor, if you would. Lewis, let me have my producer take you down. Let me get your number so I can stay in touch with you.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, real good. Lewis, I appreciate that very much. All right, hold on a second. My producer is taking you down now, and we'll go next to Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene.
Hello there.
Hi.
I want to say to John, I'm very sorry about your son. I can sympathize and empathize with you, I just wanted to tell you that, John. I really am sorry to hear that.
Well, I appreciate that, Gene.
And I want to give you a little history, folks. Andrew Jackson said, quote, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And in Public Law 97-280 that was passed by the United States Congress in 1983, the year of the Bible declared by Ronald Reagan, it states basically that the Bible principles was the founding principles of our country. And Andrew Jackson's quote is in that public law. And then in 1892, the United States Supreme Court, in the decision of the United States versus the Church of the Holy Trinity, declared that this nation, America, was founded to be a Christian nation. So we have history even after American Revolution that shows that even in the 19th century, throughout the 19th century, our people knew that this country was to be a Christian nation. And now the Bible used to be the main textbook in our early school systems, even before the American Revolution, and especially afterwards. And now you can't even take a Bible into the school systems. Now they get taught they come from a monkey. Instead of from
right.
from God, the Father, and Jesus Christ. Do we wonder why we have the problems we have when we allow this to happen? Not just the prayers taken out of the school. The Bible has been taken out of our schools. And so what I'm saying, folks, it's just cause and effect here. Just cause and effect.
Gene, I want you to look at exactly what they're saying and doing. They're stating the truth. This nation was founded on Christian principles. It was founded as a Christian nation.
Yes.
The issue is that foundation was overturned. So they're stating the truth. They're not saying that we are a Christian nation and we are going to go by it. They're just saying we were. And that's a truth and that's a fact. The issue is, how do we get back to it? Where did we lose it is actually more important.
And the hypocrisy behind this,
every
morning that Congress convenes, what do they start the session out with? They started out with a prayer. But we had the ACLU, back in 1961, say that, wait a minute, we've got to have a separation of church and state. Then why do they still have the preacher up there in the well before Congress starts saying a prayer? What's the point?
Well, the issue is we have a new foundation. We have a foundation of hypocrisy, a foundation that has nothing to do with the original foundation of our founding fathers. And this was all implemented. When did we go away from having Christian states? When was the first time we had Christian states annulled and come back in as a more secular state? And what you're going to find is that the Reconstruction Act of 1867, at least with 11 states or 10 states, annulled them and created secular states. They annulled the Christian state that was there. So the federal government is the one that started changing the nature of the states from Christian states to secular states. And this was not done by the consent of the people. And we must look at, what constitutes legitimate, lawful government, and that's government by consent. And this major change from Christian states to secular states was not done by the consent of the people, but done by the federal government and maintained through Supreme Court rulings by the federal government.
And we have to get back to that Christian faith of the Bible and God's laws, or we're not, this nation is just going to get worse and worse.
I agree with you.
Well, I mean, just take a, this is what really bothers me. Because if you were asked people that would agree that there's got to be a separation of church and state, that, because we're such a multicultural society now and we've got so many people with so many different beliefs, that we've got to be fair. And the way to be fair is just to take all this stuff out of our public institutions and our schools of learning. But listen to what the Ten Commandments says. Is there anybody in Washington, D.C., in the Congress or the Senate or the President or the Vice President or any of his henchmen that surround him on a daily basis? Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Folks, watch American movie classics. Remember they used to run all the old ones? Now, there's no censorship on there. You'll hear GD on there sooner than you'll hear anything else. Four, remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Remember we used to have blue laws here. Stores weren't open on Sunday. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Do you think that anybody in Congress assembled, including the President of the United States, could follow those simple little rules? I think not. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Texas, you're still there?
Yes, sir. I want to give you a news item that came across the news just now. Cindy Sheehan down there in Crawford, Texas, is having to leave because her mother just had a stroke. And, of course, you know, her husband has divorced her over this, and now her mother's had a stroke. And the media, the Republicrat media, major talk shows have demonized her, of course. There was a talk show host on this morning out of Houston that said that she was an anti-war un-American person for doing this. Excuse me, well, since when is standing up for truth un-American? I guess maybe that is un-American now. When you stand up for truth, maybe you are not a good American, because apparently Americans now don't want the truth.
That's
about
America's new foundation.
Yeah, I mean, that's our trouble. The American people don't want the truth anymore, it seems like to me. And a person that stands up for any kind of truth, whether it's about this war in Iraq or whatever it is, especially the Bible, they're demonized. And she's been nothing but demonized by the Republicans.
I understand. And let me make sure I've got this clear here. Was it Cindy's mother and father that divorced?
Yeah, her. No. Excuse me. No, her husband divorced her.
Okay.
Well, the divorce is in process right now, and she's having to leave down there because her mother just had a stroke.
Well, let me just make speculation here at this point. Do you really think that this is going to bother Cindy Sheehan one little bit?
Oh no. She's focused on showing. She's not anti-war. This talk show said she was anti-war. No, she's anti this unjust, unlawful war in Iraq. She's not anti-war, and she's definitely not un-American. And anybody that's against this Zionist war in Iraq is not un-American. We are the patriot Americans that are standing up for truth, not just about the war in Iraq, but the truth about what's happening in America and the world, and especially the Bible.
I understand. Gene, thank you very much for your call. You know, John, truth be known, and I'll tell you what, I don't hold a lot of hope for America unless they get it through their heads, unless they understand our true history, the true intent of what our government was supposed to be, and that follows what it shouldn't be, what it shouldn't be involved in, unless people are willing and able to, at this time in this country's history, to stand up and say, you know, all right, you've had your way for a while, you've totally screwed it up, we're upside down, inside out. Economically, I don't know that if we can ever come back, because they hijacked the money system. They have told us that we are now a secular government, and we're here for everybody's benefit. And that includes socialism, giveaway programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. We're into the public school system. We have totally taken control of every public schoolhouse in America. All of these things of which we are speaking of, folks, this could go away overnight. The better people, rather than beating their head up against the wall, trying to fight this de facto government, we need an even break here. There's enough good people that will come forth to put this country to rights if they are allowed to do it. Do you disagree with that, John Ainsworth?
I do not disagree with that. I mean, we have at present an officially, I mean, it's absolute official. The courts will prove it. We have an officially godless country. We have an officially godless government, and we have officially godless schools. And law comes from one of two places. Law either comes from man or law comes from God. And we must decide which laws we want to follow. If we want to follow God's laws, we must have repentance and we must desire them and seek to have them put back in place. If we love man's law, which is really just the best idea that comes out of the biggest and brightest minds, then you need to quit complaining, because we've got in the United States of America the best government on the planet man can have, using his laws, and it's vile and it's wicked, and I don't care to have anything to do with it. I desire, and we the people, this as in mass, all people need to come to the conclusion: whose law do you want to follow? You want to be ruled by man or ruled by God? I say we've got to get back under God's law.
And what would people be afraid of? If they want to continue to sin, they can do it. But here's the deal. You don't get to do it openly. You don't have to have the federal government or your state government sanctioning it. You want to be a homosexual? Fine. You want to be a lesbian? That's cool, too. You can do whatever you want with your little toys there. You can commit any kind of sin that you want. The objection I have is when they came forth and said that, no, we've got to make this legitimate.
Right.
That this alternative lifestyle or alternative views or this, that, or the other, well, we need a fair shake, too. We want to have our voices heard. Look, I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own room. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own bedroom. I don't care what you do in the closet. I don't care. But when you have the state officially sanctioning something that we know that goes against God's natural law, you people better start thinking about this again. And John, I know that there's the majority of this population in this country today that does not like seeing what they're seeing today on their boob tube. They don't like what's being pushed through these organizations that are trying to change laws in this country. This needs to stop. But it's going to take you people that still have a thought in your head that still have a basis of morality and ethics to get up off your butt and voice your opinion. If you don't, the country will be lost forever. Do you get that? We'll break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We have wide open phones, 800-313-9443. John Ainsworth, take us through the steps, what we need to restore this constitutional country.
Well, number one is education. Learn how we lost it and what our rights are. And we've talked about that extensively on this program and on past shows. We need to understand what constitutes a lawful, provable government. And again, that's government by consent and government that doesn't violate its position. And once you learn all this, you will learn that we lost all this. We lost it all during post-Civil War time frame, 1867, 1868, where our governments were overthrown. And so, here we are in America on shows like this, railing against all the unconstitutional acts and unconscionable acts that the government is doing. And so, what has always been the natural way that we think we need to address this is we always want to contact our representatives. Well, if you look at what this nation was founded upon, it's founded upon the principle that the states were separate from the federal government. This nation was founded on state citizenship, not federal citizenship. We were all individuals of the states. We're citizens of the individual states. Well, that was overthrown by the 14th Amendment, to where we all became federal citizens. This was not done by the consent of the people. So, we have a new foundation. We have a foundation in this country where governments that are in place now do not represent citizens of the states, but they represent the federal citizens that reside in the states. And that's where we lie. And we've got people who don't understand where we lost this, so they say the remedy lies in contacting my representative. Well, the truth be known, you have no representative. The government that's in place now, go look at your voter registration applications, is for the United States citizens or federal citizen is a more proper way to state that. The state in place now is for federal citizens that reside in your state and is not for state citizens. Well, what happened to the state citizens? Well, the federal government came in and said it had authority to annul states, to conquer states, to reduce their citizens to a conquered status, which is what a U.S. citizen is. And so if we want lawful government back, we need to find out where is lawful government. And there's only certain things you can prove. And some things I can prove is that, as in the case of North Carolina, and Texas is going to be in the same boat, two states called North Carolina and two states called Texas have entered the American Union. Not just one. The original one was annulled, supposedly, by Congress. It was not annulled by the consent of the people of Texas or North Carolina. I say, therefore, since all government of right originates from the people and is founded on their consent, we have a right to pick up the old constitutions that the federal government said were no longer valid. The original constitution of Texas or the original constitution of North Carolina. And that's what we did. We feel that the people of this country have a right to participate in lawful, provable government. And the only lawful government I can find that ever existed in North Carolina was under the Constitution of North Carolina of December 18, 1776. And it lasted until June 25, 1868, when Washington created a new state called North Carolina. Well, so what we did is, well, if I have a right to participate in lawful, provable government, first of all, I have to find it. We did. Then I have to say, well, I have two options of how I can put this into place. I can either contact my representative and say, hey, you guys are usurpers. You need to allow us to participate in lawful, provable government. Well, that's under the concept that you have to ask permission from the thief. Can I have my stuff back? I don't believe in that principle. I believe in the principle that the people have a right. If you have a right to lawful, provable government, then you just need to start exercising it. And that's what we did. We wrote a declaration of reestablishment to Bill Clinton and to then-governor, de facto governor, James Hunt of North Carolina. We did this in 1997 and said we're going to start participating in a government that we can prove. We can prove it's lawful. It was the 12th state of the American Union. And we're going to hold offices. We're going to hold elections. Or we're going to fill offices, we're going to hold elections, and we're going to pay taxes. And we're going to pay taxes in silver, what the federal government says we're required to, or the U.S. Constitution says we're required to pay our taxes in. And we've been doing this since 1997. And so we go into courts now and say, like, one of my big issues is I don't have a driver's license. Haven't had one for 8 years. And so when it's my time to go into court, I say, I will gladly get your license, Mr. Prosecutor, if you can prove you have a lawfully created government that was put into place by the consent of the free people of North Carolina, the people that are listed in the preamble to the Constitution where it says it is ordained for the people who signed it and their posterity. I claim to be one of the posterity of here in North Carolina, and I feel I have a right to lawful government. If you can prove that your government has maintained itself since 1776 to the position it's at now by the consent of the people, I will get your license. If you cannot prove that you are a lawfully created government, I have no obligation to you, and I have no obligation to recognize any licensing practices or taxing practices that your state may have. So that's where we stand, is we say, declare that you have a right to lawful government, and then exercise it. Quit begging these people to give it to you or to convert into it. They're not going to convert into it. These are the representatives for the federal citizens that reside in your state. If you feel that your state needs state citizens, become one. Reestablish the states that were taken away from us by the federal government, and just start doing it. And you can have lawful government tomorrow.
Yeah, on your website, ncrepublic.org, if you go up to documents, click that on. Let me back up here so I know exactly what I'm talking about here. The third one down on the list, on the documents list, is the Reconstruction Act from 1867.
Absolutely.
Click on that, folks, and take a look at the Reconstruction, what they did because of the war between the states, the 39th Congress did back in 1867. And as I read this thing, I am just absolutely appalled. Let me see if this is ringing to anybody. I'll just read Section 4 out of this. That all persons put under military arrest by virtue of this act shall be tried without unnecessary delay, and no cruel or unusual punishment shall be inflicted, and no sentence of any military commission or tribunal hereby authorized affecting the life, liberty of any person shall be executed until it's approved by the officer in command of the district, and the laws and the regulations for the government or the army shall not be affected by this act, except insofar as they conflict with its provisions, provided that no sentence of death under the provisions of this act shall be carried into effect without the approval of the president. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The Patriot Act in this country spells out exactly that. Do you think that the war on terrorism is going to just include a bunch of people wearing towels on their heads? This is designed for the work inside the United States to finally cast off, put down, jail, or kill anybody that's standing in opposition to what this government's doing right now. And if you have any doubt about that, you are totally out to lunch. Military tribunals. What did they say when, well, we needed to try these people in Guantanamo Bay? Well, they weren't part of the, these are just a bunch of vagabonds. Yeah, we declared war on a country, but the provisions don't fall under the Geneva Convention about, treating these people fairly or having them have legal representation. They'll be thrown in front of a military tribunal and judged accordingly and sentenced to death or prison for the rest of their life if we deem so necessary. That is a military government, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly what they're telling us that we're under right now. And if you think I'm joking, you better do your homework. You better start connecting these dots, because this is getting deadly serious in this country. Do you think George Bush was saying either you're with us or against us? You think he was joking? He was not. He's dead serious. This madman sitting in the White House right now that doesn't want to take time out of his 30-day vacation down here in Crawford, Texas, to go talk to Cindy Sheehan, because, you know, he has to get on with his life. What about this woman's life? What about the lost son of her declaring an unconstitutional illegal war and nation building for the United Nations? Where does her rights come in? Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. You better start reading. You better start paying attention. More importantly, once you learn the truth, you better start passing it on in short order, because we're not joking about this, and I am not exaggerating. There will come a time inside this country that if you're caught talking, walking, doing something that they don't like, you may find yourself in prison, in an internment camp, or you may find yourself at the point of a gun and dead. Look what they just did to a guy over here in England, which they lied about. Remember the guy that got 5 shots in the head on the subway over there? They lied about it. They said he was acting suspiciously. He was wearing a coat. He was probably hiding explosives. They held the guy down and put 5 shots in his head and turned around and said, well, we're not going to do away with this because we might have to do it again. You think about what's being set up right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm talking about totalitarian government that's going to make Hitler look like a milk break boy. And I'm not joking. You'd better get serious out there, folks, because we're dead serious here. And I'm not going to die for absolutely nothing. I'll die in the defense of my country, my God, and my Constitution, but I will not fall under these despots. I will not do it. And you'd better start making up your mind out there that you're going to do the same thing. Otherwise, I am tired of wasting my time on you. Do you get it? Folks, this is getting serious.
I mean, we need passion. And exactly what you're showing here. We need passion in this country again. We have to quit just sitting here, watching it go by, complaining a little bit about it. We've got to get passionate about what's going on. We have to have a love of the truth. We have to have a willingness to stand and not vacillate when people come at us and make us name call and say we're terrorists or we're un-American. We have got to learn what's going on, get passionate, learn the truth, and stand up.
You're going to be an enemy combatant in your own land.
Well, we already are.
Yeah.
But one thing about this, the concept of reestablishing lawful government, let me say this, is if you read the definition of domestic terrorism in Title 18, Section 802, it says the term domestic terrorism means activities that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population or appear to be intended to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. Well, we say, after we reestablish, that we're lawful government. And we're standing on that, and we feel that if the government that's in place now attempts to use coercion or intimidation to coerce us to abandon lawful government, then they are in violation of our terrorist act by their own definitions.
They're forcing us to be immoral and unethical people. They wanted to know here of the John Roberts. They wanted to know how he stood on Roe v. Wade. Well, wait a minute here. A lot of people still in this country think that an abortion is still the murder of an innocent child. But now it's turned into 50 million. The blood is seeping into the ground all these years from these innocents. And we've got people out here running around going, oh, well, I'm a George Bush supporter, and I'm pro-choice. Wait a minute, folks. Think about what you're talking about. You're talking about a convenience because you're irresponsible. Once you create that life, you want to run into a doctor so he can rip it out of your womb. That's what you're advocating. People had better start thinking about the responsibility of life. It's become too cheap, hasn't it? It's become cheap for people, women that do not want to be responsible. It has become cheap for governments that want to send our boys over to foreign shores to fight for a little bit more control, a little bit more riches and oils and whatever else. The life that I am talking about has become so cheap to the federal government. Do you think for one second they give a hoot about the quality of your life? Do you think that they care about your freedom? Do you think they care about your liberty? Do they think that they care about your economic situation? They care not. And you better get that through your head. Look, we got to get back to the phones here. We got calls backing up. Sorry about my rant, folks, but I'll tell you what. I'm mad as hell. And I'll tell you what. We better start enlisting the help of the people that listen to this network to start doing positive change in this network. Because quite frankly, I am not satisfied sitting behind a microphone day after day after day begging and pleading for people to get up off their dead butts to do something positive for a change in this country. Because we are literally on the verge of losing it. And who knows, 5 months from now, 6 months, maybe a year from now, programs such as these will be declared illegal by our government. Do you think that that's a joke? I see it coming. It is not a joke. Patrick in Pennsylvania, you're up next. Hello, Patrick.
Gentlemen, how are we doing? Who writes all these things?
What do you mean, who writes what?
Who writes these public laws, these laws, the amendments, whatever have you?
They have think tanks throughout the country. I know one of them's here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Right, well, who's supposed to write them?
Well, it's supposed to come from, when you have a representative republic, the representatives are supposed to represent the people. The people are supposed to be calling for a demand for laws to be written, but now laws are just presented and passed, and the people are told to obey them.
Well,
that's called a dictatorship.
What I'm trying, the point I'm trying to get across is, according to the Constitution, our legislatures are supposed to be writing these laws.
Right.
And why do we have a thing called the Legislative Reference Bureau writing our laws, which is a branch of the judicial branch? None of our legislators even write these laws. They don't even read them.
Well, the issue is the system's broken. I mean, it's everything they do is going to be wrong.
Yeah, I know. But you see, the reality of it is that we're not going after the root cause of our problem. We're going after the symptoms.
I would disagree with what we're doing.
If we want to cut down a tree, do you cut branch by branch off? You go after the roots. The fact that the legislators do not write the laws is a violation of the Constitution.
Yeah, but
if
But Patrick, hold on a second. We understand your point here, but I don't care who was shuffling a piece of paper under what congressman or senator's door to say, bring this to the floor, bring it to committee so we can pass this law. The law itself must pass constitutional muster. So you're telling me to go after a group of people here that are slipping this stuff under the door.
But it's not being slipped under the door, John. It's taken into caucus rooms where the public and the press are not allowed to attend.
But
that is not representative government.
Hey, no,
that's
I understand.
Something that people are easily made aware of.
You're confused that these people are lawful government. You have
no,
to remember, they're operating. I'm going to make this statement. These people are operating within the law. They're not operating outside the
well,
law.
Actually, they're
the
not operating within the Constitution.
Let me finish.
Wait a minute. Stop. Only one person talk at a time.
The Constitution of the United States of America says that Congress can pass exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever not to exceed 10 miles square. Well, they can pass exclusive legislation over federal citizens. And the issue is, if you're a federal citizen, if you're a United States citizen, and this gets to the hacking at the root rather than the branches, if you are a U.S. citizen, you're not in a representative government. They can pass exclusive legislation over you,
that's
however they want to. It doesn't have to go by the Constitution.
That's
and they're
the
doing
Congress.
It every day.
All right, Patrick.
Absolutely right. That's the Congress. But if you go state by state, the legislators do not have the authority to pass off their obligation, according to the Constitution, to write the law.
Patrick, you're wrong again. Because the states, who votes in those states? United States citizens residing in those states.
They have done away with the state borders. They have done away with the states entirely. They have all made you federal citizens. That's the point.
I'm trying to explain, why does it say in our state constitutions that the legislators, the judicial branch, and the executive branch even are separate parts of government?
Well, they are. It's a separation of powers.
Lawyers.
But you're going to find Supreme Court cases that say state governments are subordinate to the federal government.
What?
So a state government can say, we don't want abortion. The federal government's going to come in and say, you're required to allow abortion. A state government can say, we want to have prayer in our public schools. The federal government can come in and say, you will have no prayer in your public schools. You have to understand your relationship as a federal citizen.
That's the way they've restructured it. You're absolutely right. No argument there. But the reality of it is the legislators in no constitution in any state in this country states that they can delegate their job, their authority, to lawyers writing our laws.
Well, and
there's absolutely nothing.
Yes, they can.
There's nothing in any constitution I've ever read.
But they can pass, they can do anything they want. What you're trying to do is compare these usurpers to what they can do under a legitimate de jure government.
Well, actually, sir, they didn't usurp. The legislators delegated it to them.
Excuse me. I would say that when you annul a state without authority, the exercise of any power without authority in the Constitution is a usurpation.
Well, it's a usurpation on their part, knowing what they were doing was wrong and against any Constitution, federal
Absolutely.
Or state. But the reality of it is that the legislators voted in the Legislative Reference Bureau.
All right, I think we're trying to split hairs here. Patrick, I hear and I understand what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying it, John, because these are things that people can understand and more readily connect with because it's let's face it, Joe Sixpack does not understand the upper levels, the upper echelons of things that are going on.
They do
understand that they've been told there is three branches of government. They all have separate powers and duties. That's what we were all taught.
But who's teaching you? An officially godless school put into place by the federal government.
I understand what you're saying. That's what they're teaching now. But back when I went to school, they taught us about three branches of government. They all had separate powers and duties.
Right.
So
but
in essence, it boils down to that we were lied to even back then because this all came into play in the late 1800s.
I would say mid to late 1800s.
Well, I know the exact dates because I've researched it.
Patrick, I appreciate and understand your points. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. I mean, he makes some points, but I think, yeah, and I understand that, you know, it's important to make Joe Sixpack understand how the usurpation took place, but is it necessary to go through each one of the little footholds here of the usurpers to demonstrate the case? You know, I told a Michigan State senator, I sat right in his office, he could probably cite just about any kind of law. His entire book rack behind him was filled with law books. But I looked at him, I said, how many people in this Congress in Michigan know the Constitution? And he looked at me, and he said, well, I don't know. I said, shouldn't there be a constitutional test? Instead of just raising a hand and saying, yes, I take the oath of defending and protecting and blah, 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 blah. Can they pass a constitutional muster so we make sure that these people understand before, and I don't care where the law comes from, I don't care if it's written on a napkin by some junkie at a 7-Eleven bathroom. It is when it comes to the floor through whatever committee, caucus, or whatever, the people that are proposing this, do they know Constitution or do they not? That's the first stop. So forget where the law is being writ, forget whether they wrote it or not. Is it constitutional? Will it pass muster? If it does not, it doesn't get proposed, it doesn't get voted on, and it doesn't get passed. Period. Let's go back to the phones. John in Minnesota. Hello, John.
Cutting at ruts. People have to understand, and I've said it 100 times, I'll keep saying it until everyone understands it. To whom you bow your knee is your God. If you will bow your knee to the New World Order, you have chosen Satan as your God. Hey, take it or leave it. That's the way it is. It's real simple.
You're absolutely right.
There's, you know, you got your choice. You choose God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, or you choose his creation, which rebelled.
Well, but the people that are all wrapped up in the sin would disagree with you because it's much more fun following Satan, at least for the short time that they're dancing on this earth. But what happens to him afterwards, John?
I disagree with that, John.
Okay.
I've played both sides of that fence, and I'll tell you what, I don't ever want to go back to what I had.
No, I understand.
Never.
I understand. John, thanks for your call. Appreciate
See you later.
It. All righty. Lewis in Maine, you're last up on this edition of the National Intel Report.
Yes. Hello, John. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to relate, you know, during Reagan's second term,
mm-hmm.
He passed the Genocide Convention Treaty.
Right.
UN Convention Treaty, or better known as the hate crime laws. To me, that's why all this got taken out of the schools and everything else, and, you know, secularism and so on and so forth. Is there any way of having the Congress actually turn this around and, you know, void that treaty?
Well, John, I don't know. I think we both know the answer to that. We got less than a minute.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to turn it around. They're going to say they're bound by it, and they have an agenda moving on. And it's going to go on. If you think lawful government resides and good decisions reside in what's up there, you're delusional. We've got to get back to government in the hands of the people.
No, I know. Well, what I want to point out...
We're running out of time, caller.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll call back then.
I appreciate that very much. John Ainsworth, thank you so much for this Thursday. It's I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you for having me, John.
The website, ncrepublic.org. Okay, ncrepublic.org, folks. Start reading, start understanding this, but more importantly, start spreading it around. We'll see you 2 weeks from today, John Ainsworth, and your doggy, too. See you then.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.